You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's The Real Housewives of Miami After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Miami After Show.
Don't kill my vibe. Look inside of my soul and you can find gold and maybe get rich. Look inside of your soul and you can find out
in that. Jake wanted us to come into this song.
I can feel the changes. I'm feeling the vibe.
Yeah.
Miami vibe, that's what it is.
Kind of fitting, since there's a lot of fighting going on in this episode between some bitches, maybe. All right, Bing is for doing, and tonight we're here doing another AfterBuzz TV after show for Real Housewives of Miami. This is Season 3, Episode 2, Hurricane Adriana. I'm Michelle Renee, your host, joined here with the lovely...
Hi, I'm Jake Dupree.
Hey guys, I'm Brooke Chavez.
All right, so let's just jump right into it. This episode's called Hurricane Adriana, which Adriana, I always say her name wrong, but I'm not really sure why, because...
She's standing in the rain in the end. Maybe she caused caused the elements to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, let's just go with that.
Yeah. It was a draconian event tonight, apparently.
Yeah, she dropped that word quite
so
a few
many times.
She had the word of the day. Maybe like, I'm the idiot.
It reminds me of Camille saying Machiavellic. Remember about Kyle Richards on the first season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? Word of the day.
So, do we know what that word means, or?
So, apparently it means, like, when you're making something out to be more severe or cruel than it is, I guess. She's saying that Leah's just, like, taking it too far by being a cruel biatch.
You can say it, bitch.
You know, that's up to an interpretation by some people.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
She's draconian.
Yeah, maybe I'll start using
that.
Totally. And then I'll, like, use it in the wrong way, and everyone will look at me like I'm stupid. Yeah, okay. That happens all the time.
They might not know, though.
Yeah. Okay, so the episode opens just like last week, with Joanna and Roman sitting in bed. Well, they weren't sitting in bed last week, but the episode last week opened with them kind of having a little, you know, meet and greet, a little discussion, her getting a new car. And again, this week, the episode opens with them, but this time they're in bed. So I thought that was interesting. I think the producers can maybe mix it up a little bit.
I would like to see Lisa open the episode because I love her.
Yeah, you want to
see? You are in love with her.
Yeah,
Joanna, not so much.
So they discussed.
But she's really pretty.
She is really
I'll
pretty.
I'll say that.
We always talk about how pretty she is.
Yeah.
But you commented that she had a lot of Botox.
She did. I noticed in her forehead. I mean, I don't blame her. I mean, awesome if you can do it. Why not? But I just noticed. I'm like, she has had a lot of no movement in her forehead.
Mm. Yeah, it was not moving.
Flawless. It was like this table. Boop, boop. Tap, tap. It breaks.
She does have a big forehead. This is really mean, but that's she has a lot of forehead. I mean, she's absolutely gorgeous and, like, stunning, but I don't know, maybe she felt subconscious because it was moving a lot. And
maybe.
It was already garnering a lot of attention.
I don't blame her.
That was so mean. I have a big forehead, too. That's why I have bangs. So if you ever come on the show, please don't kill me. Don't kill my vibe.
Don't kill my vibe.
So they're in the bedroom. In their bed, talking about, he mentions that, you know, there's some discussion about whether or not they want to live in L.A. permanently or whether or not they want to live in Miami. And he's like, well, you know, I'm looking for a house for us. Like, you know, you should be happy. And then he drops the bomb about prenup. Mm-hmm. So do you guys want to talk about that now or should we save it for later? Cause it also comes up later in the episode.
Let's talk about it now.
Let's talk about it now. So what's your opinion? Prenup, no prenup?
I think it's smart for anyone who has a significant amount of money and who will make a significant amount of money throughout the relationship to have one. I don't know. I just think that's being a smart business person. I mean, I don't think it necessarily means that you think the relationship is going to end, but if you look at, you know, most marriages do end these days. Like, it's just a fact. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I don't blame him. But I think that she should have been the one that brought it up, because I feel like she makes more money than him.
I agree. Just in my opinion. I think that she would be smart to go ahead and sign a prenup, because I think she has more earning potential at the end of the day than he does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she should want to protect her assets and what she has, and she shouldn't see it as a bad thing. However, if it were, for example, Lisa and Lenny, Lisa didn't really come into the relationship with much, then mm-hmm. I might be saying something differently at that point. But, you know, nowadays, statistics show, you know, sometimes you just have to be smart and practical.
You do have to be smart.
So
I do feel bad for, I don't think that Lisa and her husband will ever get a divorce, but I do feel bad for her because, I mean, she will not get anything, really.
She'll get something. I'm sure there was something in the prenup.
I mean, she has to have a kid. She needs to have a kid real quick. Maybe that's what it's all about.
That's probably what she's
like. You can get something if you have a kid. Uh-huh. At least some child support. But I think the interesting thing with Real Housewives is that we've seen kind of the prenup situation come up in the past. Like Camille Grammer, for mm-hmm. instance, like she didn't have a prenup, you know, and everybody's kind of like, you know, she lucked out on that one. The interesting thing with housewives that we've seen is that sometimes the women come in making less, but housewives like catapults them to stardom and mm-hmm. they end up making more than their husbands.
Yeah.
So I agree with the, you know, things you guys said about Joanna mm-hmm. kind of realizing her potential worth. I mean, she already has money from modeling and with Real Housewives in Miami.
Yeah.
You know, who knows what other doors could open up.
She hosts Top Model.
In Poland. Poland, yeah.
Yeah, so it's probably in her best interest to...
It definitely is.
Yeah. But so, do you think there's any truth to it being kind of a pessimistic, glass half empty outlook on the upcoming marriage, that you're already thinking about divorce, or...
I mean, I think that she's going to always look at life like that, kind of, because she just has that kind of attitude. And she shouldn't. She should just be like... It is what it is, and I get my money, and you get your money, so...
Yeah.
I mean... They haven't exactly had the picture-perfect relationship, either.
No.
I mean, with his potentially cheating on her, who knows if he did or not, we don't really know.
And she said in the episode, you almost cheated on me last year.
Ooh,
right. Almost. Okay, interesting. Yeah.
And then, not only that, but, I don't know. She had this ring on her finger for how many years? 4 or 5 years, and hadn't committed herself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So, do we know now if they're bi-coastal, or are they, like...
Well, I do know that her wedding happened in L.A.
It did.
So,
interesting.
But what is Roman's business in L.A.? Does he have business in L.A. that would make him want to come out here?
Not that I'm aware of. He just has his clubs
in... his club's Miami.
He needs to expand.
So that'd be strange for him to be here in the first place.
He can totally open clubs in L.A.
Yeah.
One opens every weekend.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll come to the opening. I'll be there.
We'll go.
Yeah, we'll go. We'll all go.
Why not?
Get us a section, Roman. We want a table and bottles.
Yeah, exactly.
For free.
Yes, for free, definitely. So, not only do we see them in bed opening the episode, but we also see Adriana and her fiancé, Frederick, in bed as well.
Husband.
Let me get it right. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Her husband. I don't know. I'm a little confused here, but they're in bed as well. I think there's an interesting juxtaposition between, like, the marriage bed, which is supposed to be, like, a place of kind of, you know, happiness or relations and good times. But every time we see these couples in bed together, it's kind of always a place of, like, angst and arguments.
Why can't they have these discussions, like, in the living room?
Yeah,
like, why does that happen in the bed?
Staged
so
bedroom scenes.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's... Yeah, and they're staged. You, like, made the comment when we were watching. You're like, these staged bedroom scenes, you know? Yeah. So why not just have them argue over lunch or in the living room,
somewhere,
like you said?
To make it a little more real. Or just in the midst of their whatever they're doing throughout the day. Because the girls wake up and they have, like, perfect makeup. And Adriana has a tussled hair, but still she looks like she just got her makeup done.
And she's like, I haven't spoken to Frederick in days. Or maybe he makes a comment, we haven't spoken. I'm like, really?
Yeah, y'all live together. Like, you have to at least be like... Excuse me.
Or yeah,
like,
excuse
you know you helped each other put on your mic before you got in the bed, right?
Yeah.
So their whole argument, again, is dealing with the you left me at the altar, no, you left me, or you canceled the wedding, or...
Mm-hmm.
At this point, I don't even know, like, maybe this is bad of me, but when they start talking about that, I just kind of shut it off.
Yeah.
Because I just think it's all BS, like...
Well, I'm just like, you're going to get married soon, so it's like, that's all I really care about. I don't care about previous relationship. Yeah, I honestly don't.
And it's dramatic irony because we already know that they get married in the end. So,
and well, that they're already married too.
Yeah,
like I'm trying to piece together the whole puzzle. She applied for her certificate, then she actually got married in front of the justice of the peace, and now she's going to literally have her wedding. But I mean, who are you fooling? You're married, you know?
Yeah,
yeah.
And I guess a wedding does like provide closure for showing. I don't know, but.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
But legally, you are married, and that makes a huge difference. I mean, you're filing your taxes married, girl, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, everything you're doing, you're married.
And their assets are together,
they're together. Yeah. Everything you're making and he's making, it's together. I mean, it's a big deal.
Yeah, which comes up later in the episode again with the whole meeting she has with Leah.
Yes.
But also, Adriana alleges that Leah planted the story in the press with the Miami Herald.
That she was married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because
she has a relationship with the paper.
Well, and also because she feels like Adriana did not take up for her when they had the reunion. She stood back.
And
the silence of her friends was deafening to her, so she had to, you know.
And we didn't see Big Anna. We didn't see her.
Well, we didn't see her at all. Good. She's not a housewife anymore, technically. Yeah, but
they're all around.
She's, you know, trying to weasel her way in there. I'm surprised she wasn't at the shoe shopping. Little
with the Cuban crew.
I don't know. It's kind of the brunette crew, but I guess not because.
I see them as all the girls who speak Spanish and are a little more traditionally Cuban. Marisol, okay. Alexia, and Adriana.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like the way you said
Adriana.
Marisol. Marisol. I'm like Marisol.
Yeah.
Latin in me.
So, yeah, that's a perfect segue for us to move into the whole trip. Mm-hmm. Once again, we see the pairing of Joanna's crew with, you know, their shoe shopping, and then Adriana's crew, their wedding dress shopping. Mm-hmm. But it all centers around their wedding. As I mentioned last week, the whole season is going to be leading up to these weddings.
Mm-hmm.
So they go wedding dress shopping. Perfect time to discuss Leah.
The meeting with Leah.
Yeah. Do you guys think she was justified in being scared or intimidated, or do you think she should have gone? If you were in her shoes, would you have gone?
I mean, I would have, just because I would have been super uncomfortable being like, I just don't like having unresolved things in my life, you know? So if there's someone that's upset with me, I want just it to be over and done with. But I understand, I mean, like, Leah is a scary person, so it can be really scary and evil. So I would feel bad. I would feel scared too if I was going to her house. Like, why not meet in like a mutual, like a completely, like a restaurant or
a
something?
Neutral
like
location,
not
yeah.
either Adriana's house or Leah's house. Yeah. Like, why can't it be somewhere else? So I don't know.
And I mentioned this when we were watching the show. I'm like, if she didn't do anything wrong and she was, it was all innocent with the marriage license and everything and not telling Leah, why is she so nervous? Like, what is she worried about? You know, if she's innocent and she's not hiding anything and she didn't necessarily do anything wrong to Leah in terms of their friendship, take advantage of Leah per se, then why would she be worried about it? You know?
Yeah.
That's what I say. I mean, of course, no one wants to. Everyone fears the wrath of Leah Black, right? Mm-hmm. And you never want to get on her bad list in Miami. I understand that. But if you didn't do anything wrong, and you've been, you know, best friends, sisters, you lived with her, and your kids play together, I mean, you should be able to walk in there with your head up and not be fearful, I would think.
I mean, that's a really good point, though.
Yeah.
Like, why would she be nervous if there was nothing to hide?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe because it was in Leah's space. I mean, it's kind of like a sporting event, like whenever you have the home team advantage, you know, it's just going to give you a little bit more
comfort.
Yeah. Comfort.
Ease.
And, you know, you're probably going to perform better. So, and remember, Leah didn't show up last week to the whole girls gathering, maybe a calculated move on her part or the producer's part. So I wonder if she didn't show up because she kind of wanted, you know, things to be. I mean, she's a very controlling woman. She wants things
very,
like she wants.
Like, she
things.
Knows exactly what she's doing. Mm-hmm. So if she's going to, like, not show up and let the tension build, like, she's only using it for her favor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's doing it for a purpose.
To intimidate Adriana even more.
Right. Mm-hmm. She is very strategic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think even when she's trying to help people, she has, you know, other agenda, like a hidden agenda
ulterior
behind.
Motives,
yeah, there you go. Yeah. That's the word. Ulterior motives when it comes to even helping others, because it just, you know, puts Leah Black in a better light. You know, so.
Mm. I wouldn't want to go up against her.
It's just interesting that everything that keeps coming out with Adriana, though. Before it was like, oh, she bought some of my pictures. Leah bought some of my pictures. That's how she helped me. Or some of my paintings. Mm-hmm. And or she bought some jewelry or something. And then now it's Leah said, oh, well, actually, I gave $15,000 to your son's tuition. And if I looked at Adriana, I mean, I'm watching closely, and she's not denying it. She's like, yes, okay. And she's like, oh, and I paid for your food. I signed off on your food when you needed food here. And it's all more and more is coming out. And it's like, okay.
Well, she said it was a popsicle.
That's what she said.
She's pretty skinny, so I guess that's, I guess that's how she stays thin, is she just eats popsicles.
She eats a popsicle. No, but it's, let's not let jump ahead, though, to into the meeting of Lisa's, Leah's, because, you know, we all have a lot to say about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I mean, we can move forward if you want to, or if you guys...
No, let's, I mean, we have to talk about Joanna and Leah and Lisa shopping.
At shoe shopping. Uh-huh. Yeah, the blondes, or the less traditional Cubans.
Yes. And I was glad... Lisa brought up with Leah the fact about Adriana. Lisa's trying to be a little bit of a buffer between the two. She's like, okay, this is what is happening. Like, Adriana didn't feel like she's completely married since she didn't have a ceremony. And then, of course, we find out all these details later. Mm-hmm. That's why Leah feels that way. I mean, how do you, the two of you feel? Do you feel like, I mean, whose side are you on? Because I feel like we have to be on the sides.
I am on Leah's side.
You are?
Yes.
I honestly, even though it might seem like I'm on Leah's side, I'm still trying to figure it all out. That's like the investigator in me right now. I'm leaning more towards Leah's side because, I mean, I think about all of the conversations that Adriana had in the past seasons, and she just straight up was lying so many times. Mm-hmm. Even sitting with Mama Elsa and crying with Mama Elsa and saying, I don't know if I want to get married. I've just been hurt so many times. I've been cheated on.
Wouldn't Mama Elsa as a psychic be able to be like, right? You're married?
You're married.
I know.
And it's just like, I just feel so... there was just this whole deception in front of me, because here I am back then. I was thinking, oh, poor Adriana, look what her ex-husband did to her. She doesn't want to jump in. And now it was a total lie. And I just feel like I got cheated on or something. So I'm trying to pick up the pieces and figure it out. So right now I'm leaning more towards Leah. I got to kind of figure things out still.
I'm on Team Adriana. I just like her. I just think she's fun, and I don't know. I just feel like she'd be a very fun person to be around.
But in this situation, though, and this is the issue I have with it, it's like money was involved. And I mean, Leah has a lot of money to, you know, just throw around or do whatever with. But I just think that when you're lying to someone and subsequently getting money from them, it's not like $5. It's large sums. That's taking advantage of them. And that's the issue that I have with the situation. Even though I'm on Leah's side, I don't necessarily agree with how she just blatantly was throwing figures out there and kind of bringing her son into it. This is kids at school might see this and be like, your mom can't even afford to send you here. Yeah. You shouldn't even be here. And, you know, so that makes the situation
it's
worse.
It's so strange that they're both being like, I considered you a true friend. And then here Leah has this checklist in her brain being like, I did this for you. Like, as a friend, if you're going to do something for someone, just do it out of the goodness of your heart. But obviously she doesn't have that true side to her. Like, she's showing that she is extremely fake, and she's doing things to better herself, to make herself look better.
Yeah, right. And you don't keep score when you're
a friend. Why?
If she really cared about her, then she's not going to throw it all out there and let everyone know this is what I did for her.
Certainly not.
At the same time, if Adriana truly cared and this was a real true friend to her, she should have let her know a long time ago, hey,
they're both
this is the deal.
In the wrong,
and sure. even if she wasn't married, even if she was dating Frederick or whatever, not to say that a man should support her, but it would seem to me like she would kind of ease off of Leah's pocket and, you know, look to her boyfriend or whatever he was at the time for financial support.
Yeah.
That's what makes it even worse, is like, you had a man living with you or in a relationship with you, and you were still using my money, even though I have a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But Adrienne, I'm sure, she saw what Leah was willing to do for her, and she was like, oh my gosh, this is she's a really good friend because she is sympathizing with me, and even though she is married, I know, that's the part that I'm like, I'm trying to make a point, but then that kind of overshadows my point. I don't know. I just think that Leah shouldn't keep score if she was really trying to help her, but Adriana should have told her the truth, because she obviously didn't honestly need the help.
Mm-hmm. So do we think she didn't need the help, or she was afraid to admit that maybe her and Frederick were having hard times? Was she trying to save face?
I think she was trying to save face, and then in the end, left out this huge, huge part of the whole equation, which would have changed the entire, you know, thing. Which makes me wonder, would Leah be friends with Adriana if she was not in this, you know, poverty-stricken almost place? Like, Leah would consider her in this, like, really low-down place. Would they actually be friends if Adriana was just, like, a wealthy person just like Leah was?
Yeah. Well,
probably not.
Someone makes the comment, like, well, not someone. Adriana makes the comment, like, now Joanna's your little pet project or whatever. Yeah. But, I mean, I don't really see any facts behind that. Like, why would Joanna be her project? Like, Joanna is young. She's gorgeous. She has her own money. She has a fiance. Like, what is in that for Leah?
Well, Leah likes to be the martyr, for example. She likes to be the savior, save people. And one of the first things that Joanna had gone to her at the on the first episode was, oh my gosh, I have to plan my wedding. I only have 2 months. And Leah's like, if anyone can do it, I can do it. I'll help you. I'm going to save you, right? Mm-hmm. And then the second time around with the prenup, like, I don't know if I should get a prenup. I'm going to talk to Leah. So she likes to be the mother hen. She likes to be the mentor for these girls and take them under her wing and be the martyr. Mm-hmm. So she was able to do that with Adriana for some time, and now she's, you know, chewed her up and spit her out. Let's be honest, even though Adriana has her faults.
Exactly.
And now she's going to save Joanna and, you know, help her with her wedding and help her figure out with the prenup and whatever else she can do. I mean, she is the older lady of the group, but that's her way of, like, having the power that Leah Black so loves, you know?
Yeah. That's true. That's completely true.
Yeah. Good point. I mean, I would trust Leah. Even if I thought maybe she was just taking me under her wing, I don't think she would offer any bad advice necessarily. I don't think she would, you know, try to sabotage any of these ladies. I think what she offers is genuine. It just is that she does kind of keep score and wants recognition for what, she does. She wants the toast at the wedding that says, thank you, Leah, so much. If she makes a contribution somewhere, it's not going to be like, you know, anonymous. It's going to be like,
exactly. She's not the anonymous donor here.
Most certainly not. So,
and like Jake said, there's always an ulterior motive with her.
And I mean,
but I'd take her still. I'll go under her wing.
Yeah, I would too.
I'll go under your wing.
All right. Awesome. Cool.
And I mean, obviously there must be something in her past we don't know that much about Leah Black. She hasn't let the audience in that much.
She's sold obviously there's has out to be of her trunk in her car. She's you're a woman from Texas. What did I say about her last?
She was like a legal secretary, right? That's how she met Roy.
Oh no, she was on a jury.
Oh, she was on a jury. Jury. That's right.
They dated.
Yeah,
but apparently her best work was on her back. That's what Anna says.
Stumble.
Oh no, on my back. I love that.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't know. I'm just like, I don't know what happened in her past to make her, you know, kind of like that. But something definitely did happen. So maybe we'll figure that out a little bit later.
And while we're figuring that out, you should figure this out and go to iTunes and give us an awesome rating, because we love that you listened and that you're a good fan of the show. Because we like to hear your feedback, and all the comments on YouTube are awesome. And if you're watching there, leave us comments, give us a little rating. Yeah, and also if you want to listen on your phone, download the app called Podcast with an S at the end. And yeah, just listen to us on there on your ride in the car or running on the treadmill, whatever you're doing. But you can listen to us. So that's all.
Tell us whose side you're on.
Yeah.
You want to know.
Team Adriana, be on my side.
Team Leah.
Be wise and weigh it out.
Pick a side. Give us your options.
Okay, so, I mean, we touched on this a lot, but, I mean, the end of the episode is this meeting. Mm-hmm. Is there anything left to say about the meeting? It's pouring down raining, which I think is
genius.
Yeah.
Did they make a rain machine? Yes.
Did they make this rain happen? Did they, like, wait for it to start raining for them to film?
I love that Adriana went outside and was, like, in the cold. And she, what did she say at the end? She was
like, You're not gonna say that you rescued me from being wet, Leah. And now you rescued... I can't do it.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
It was just, I mean, what I saw on you was, I thought I had a sister, and what I saw was a wicked sister, whatever she said about her. I mean, it's true, because she holds grudges, and she's holding, like, she's counting what she's doing in her head, Leah is. That's what I'm saying. And Adriana, I mean, this situation is just going to run itself into the ground, I feel like. And the reunion is going to be a hot mess of cuckoo craziness.
Yes.
Them arguing this out. And they'll never figure it out, I don't think. I don't think unless Adriana apologizes, like genuinely apologizes, but I don't know if she will.
No, I don't think she will. It'll always be her trying to explain herself.
Validate
which
it. Yeah.
Doesn't make sense at all. But we were waiting for the wedding, but we were married, but we weren't married because we didn't have a ceremony. It'll always be that same.
Do you think that Leah will be at her wedding?
I think so.
Do we see her at her wedding?
I don't know if I've seen pictures of Leah at her wedding. I've seen everyone else.
Right.
I don't think I've seen Joanna though at her wedding. So I don't know.
I don't know either.
We might need to dig up.
I thought that dirt. Yeah, this might be just her English as a second language coming in, but I thought that it kind of really showed that Adriana was like getting riled up because she kind of was like stumbling over her words and like couldn't really figure out what to say, and like the comebacks she had weren't really making that much sense
as they usually are.
And so I'm like, oh, is that just like English as a second language, or like is she really just that passionate about it right now?
I think she's just nervous and passionate and feeling fiery.
Yeah, but she still dropped that one big word that we were discussing earlier, so she still got that in there, so that's all that counts, I guess.
One thing that we didn't mention I was wanting to go back on is Leah's writing a book. What is up with that? Where is this?
Little
have you guys heard about this?
I haven't heard about this. I don't think it's released yet.
No.
So we'll see if it's good or not.
Yeah. I mean, every housewife has a book about something, so it's probably... But hers is like... Is it fictional or it's fact?
It's based on reality, but... It's fictional. Like, she's changed, you know, like, highlighted things and then kept out other things, so I don't know.
So, yeah. At least that's better than, like, the typical, like, how to, like, be a great wife. How to be a good cook.
Like, Bethany Frankel wrote that book, Skinny Dipping. And it's, like a trashy, like, not trashy summer read, but, like, a, you know, a light summer read.
But it's basically about her life.
Yeah. It's, like, a girl
it's
in a...
It's the exact...
Yeah, reality show and stuff.
Yeah. It's exactly her life. Yeah.
I haven't read it, so...
It's good.
It is.
Yeah.
Somebody loan me a copy, one of you two.
I will. I have it for you.
Yeah, there was a few other things that we can definitely go over that happened in the episode that were kind of random, just thrown in there, in my opinion. We did see a lot with Lenny and Lisa. We saw them
in their house,
and I like them just because, okay, there's a lot of couples on the show. Either we don't see...
They're all couples.
They're all couples. Yeah. But
except
we've
for
got,
Marisol.
Yeah, except for Marisol, she's not even really on the show anymore. Yeah. But Leah... And Alexia, we never see their husbands.
Mm-mm.
When we see Frederick and Roman, they're always arguing.
Some drama.
So, yeah, it's refreshing to me whenever we see Lisa and Lenny that they're, like, actually getting along, actually being a cute couple. Like, hello, Real Housewives of Miami. Yeah. It's Housewives, not, like...
Yeah, well, we don't want to see Leah and Alexia's husbands anyway.
No, they're not.
That's horrible.
Yeah, but I love... Lisa and Lenny's relationship, because it's, I don't know, it's just cute and fun. And if you follow Lisa on Instagram, I mean, they go everywhere and they have so much fun. So I don't know, I think it would be really fun to be in the relationship.
Am I the only person that thinks that he's had a little work done?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, he's a plastic surgeon, so of course he's going to have a little work done.
We like it or we don't?
Yeah, a little bit.
You like the new face?
I mean, why not?
I don't know how he looks otherwise, though.
Yeah, I don't know what he looks like.
Well, last season, I don't think he looks different to me this season than he did last season.
But he still had, I think, a little bit of work first season, too, or second season for them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I bet you he just Botoxes it. What do you think?
Yeah, like liquid facelift almost. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, ooh,
Juvederm, a little Restylane.
Yeah, no, I think he's attractive. I don't know what he's done this season, but something to me is a little different.
A little
off. I don't know.
Maybe it's going down a little bit, so maybe he just got it, so it's, like, looking a little
Does he look like he lost a little weight, too?
Yeah.
Compared to last season?
Yeah. A little bit. I think a little bit in the middle.
In the midsection.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
His face is getting slimmer.
He's just trying to freshen up. Yeah. Fresh. Everything new.
I don't know if anyone notices this, but with Roman, is it just me, or is he always, like, squinting his eyes? He's like... I don't know. It just bugs me so much. And he needs Botox. He's got a whole lot.
Expressive for him.
He's got a whole lot going on.
But he wants to age gracefully, maybe. You never know.
Maybe. What is his nationality?
French?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
I thought it was.
Because I don't know. Maybe in his country.
Or is he South American? He's from South America somewhere, maybe.
No. Definitely not South American.
I don't know.
I can't remember.
He's not great. No, he's not.
But maybe in his country. I mean, I know he lives in America, obviously, but maybe it's just.
Didn't he get a citizenship more acceptable? Last year?
Yeah, last season.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember.
It might be more acceptable in his country just to kind of, like, go with the flow.
Right.
Be, like, a rugged man.
Most men usually don't.
The ones we see on Housewives, though, they always have, like, yeah.
Yeah.
the camera's following you around, they'll change your mind real quick about that plastic surgery, won't they? Yes. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Lisa, though, we also see Daisy.
Oh,
love
yeah.
her.
So happy for her.
She's looking
starting
cute.
Her own business. That's
yeah,
awesome.
That was awesome. Yeah. But what happened? She was supposed to be getting into the ministry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She was like, screw that. I want to make money.
Yeah.
Now she's like half naked in a little French maid's outfit.
Money is the root of all evil. Now look at her. She just, it's like.
Jesus gave you that
money,
so use it.
Yeah, JC, I'm going to holler at you later.
Yeah.
I wonder, like, whatever happened with that, if she ever tried or what. Because now we see her, like, taking provocative photos in a French maid outfit with her new body.
Looking cute.
Yeah. So
she's
I still love her.
She's moved on, apparently.
Yeah. She wants to make money.
I mean, who doesn't? Yeah. You know, I don't blame her. another kind of in their moment that maybe didn't really have a place, Alexia's closet.
Uh-huh. Fabulous.
Yes.
It's strange that it isn't a bedroom. You said
right,
that.
Right. I was like, I don't like that it's not sectioned off. Like, you're just, I don't know.
Maybe she's like, I'm trying on clothes and I get so tired I have to lay down. Maybe
but
that's
that, so that's not her bedroom, though. That's a guest bedroom?
Yeah. I would. Okay. I mean, I would think so.
I think she opened up that segment talking about her Frankie.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. This is going to be awful, but earlier in the episode when she's talking to Marisol, is that right?
You got it, girl.
She like brings it back to Frankie and is like, I understand what she's going through. Like, the same thing with Frankie.
Mm-hmm.
Then her little interview, one-on-one, confession, whatever, about the closet, she opens up with Frankie. Like, okay. I mean, there's no way that I can say this without sounding like a heartless, like, biatch, but, like, stop it. Like, she's making herself the victim and, like, keeps bringing up her son when he has nothing to do with what they're about to talk about.
Exactly.
Oh, we're going wedding dress shopping? Frankie. Oh, I just stomped my toe? Frankie. Like, just chill.
I mean, I know it's probably, like, giving her, like, real, kind of, like, redefined the way she looks at life and stuff,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think you should dwell on it. And maybe that's what you're saying a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Like, don't dwell on it and say that everything's an excuse because of that.
And you can't, like, the juxtaposition of her being, like, Frankie and then, like, showing her, like, hundreds.
All her Yves Saint Laurent.
Yeah, like, yeah. No, it doesn't fit. I mean, I think maybe that was her, the thing that got fans kind of, like, behind her, if anything, like, the struggle she had with dealing with that,
maybe.
That makes her less of a, you know, we've said it plenty of times, that makes her, you know, more genuine, more likable, that she did have this struggle and that we see her struggling with that. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if she's still using that as kind of her way to make sure fans are always supporting her. She's constantly reminding the audience, like, you know, I have this son.
Maybe.
That.
I mean, it's unfortunate that it happened, but yeah, she definitely... I guess plays the victim of it's a huge thing in her life, but I think it's interesting how she overlooks and never says anything about her other son
who had
his whole incident, which was horrible and just
and has had several
disgusting.
Incidents since then too.
Yeah,
you know, and it's I don't know.
And if it really affects your life that much, then get off the show. That's heartless. I mean, I don't have any children. Obviously, I could only imagine that if I did have children or if someone does have kids and something were to happen to them, it would, you know, greatly affect your life and everything. But,
it does, yeah, for sure.
But then get off the show. That's so mean.
I mean, that's why she was on. That's why she wasn't on last season.
Everyone's
going to
hate me.
You know?
No.
Maybe she's on the show because she's trying to distract herself a little bit from. But then she continues to talk about
it. Yeah, that was just one thing I noticed and I thought I would bring up, that every time she's in front of the camera, it kind of opens with something about Frankie or how the situation somehow relates to Frankie.
But I mean, like, it's also like that's her reality now. Then that's her storyline. So
yeah,
you just know. I understand what you're saying completely, though. Like, I completely understand.
Do you guys notice huge differences between? I'm trying to remember what interaction we had with Frankie before his accident and what he was like versus what he's like now. Because obviously, you can see that there's a real change in him and that he's not really all there. And he's like very.
Yeah, but he's
open.
Doing extremely well though. For where he was.
But I can't remember what his personality was like before the accident.
He was really quiet, I think, on the first season, that first season that no one really kind of remembers. But he was just kind of like, I remember him playing basketball on one episode. It was just like, they didn't really show him that much. It was just like the kid. They always focused on the older one because he was wanting to be a male model.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I don't
know. Probably over now.
Yeah.
His career, probably.
Ooh. Shady.
Shade, yeah.
Shady.
I mean, you can't really punch a homeless man and then still think you're going to be hired to model
in those clothes. In this business. Seems like people can do anything these days.
Do something crazy and get famous.
Right.
So I guess we'll see. Maybe he'll be in Fashion Week.
We'll
this year it's coming up.
We'll see.
He can model homeless chic.
Ooh. Good one.
So bad.
Definitely shady.
Shady
Grove. Quad from
Shady Boots.
Married in Medicine. Mm-hmm. Well, my goodness. The last thing that I kind of want to touch on, I don't know, maybe you guys had an opinion about this, was Adriana's meeting with her wedding planner.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
I mean, it's going to be over the top. I will say that her wedding turned out beautifully. If you check out pictures, it is insanely gorgeous. And it was like, I know it was Great Gatsby themed.
Mm-hmm.
So it changed a little bit than just being like angels and crazy stuff happening from the sky.
Crazy stuff.
I thought it was good. Like every wedding planner we see on Real Housewives, like they have usually a short period of time to plan it. And they're like fabulous. Like, I'm going to make this happen. Like, we're going to make this work. And this guy, not only did he have on sunglasses the entire time, which I was definitely
so
like...
So did she, though.
She did. I know.
They were outside, right, though?
Weren't
they outside?
But other people around them didn't have sunglasses on. Like, even if I go, like, eat lunch outside somewhere, I still don't keep my sunglasses on.
Unless the sun is, like, literally in my face.
Yeah, like, blinding and I can't see.
Yeah.
So I thought that was weird because it looked overcast. So,
strange.
But, okay. Well, back to my point. Like, he was like, you know how long it takes to plan a wedding? Like... We have to do this. And I'm like, dude, you better get it together. Like,
and you know that this was probably like...
The wedding had already been planned.
Like, and this is just like...
And he had
right
nothing
before.
To do with it. Yeah. But it's like, for your branding purposes, when you get the opportunity to be on the show...
Just say yes.
Just say yes to the dress. Like, you better show out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you better go hard or go
home. Exactly. We can do this.
Expecting more of a personality from him, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All of the wedding planners on these shows, like, have this outrageous personality, you know. She, Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
You know, nothing. Or so hopefully he shows up a little
Kim
more.
Kim Zolciak's wedding planner. Who?
Mm-hmm.
Colin Cowell.
Yeah.
So, interesting. But, I mean, I guess, again, dramatic irony, we already have pictures from the wedding, we know what she wore, that it came together, so.
Yeah, it's hard to even predict the show, because it's like, we already know how it's going to turn out. The only thing is the relationships, like, how is that going to turn out?
Like,
are Lee and Adriana going to make up?
Yeah.
Probably not, in my opinion.
And then, I mean, after the wedding, there's inevitably divorce sometimes, so, I mean, maybe that'll, I mean, not wishing anything bad on anyone's relationship,
No.
I mean, just for, like, future seasons, I mean, we see that in other housewife
franchises. All I want is for Lisa to have a baby.
And
carry her own baby. That would be the best ending, which we know is not happening.
But if they have a surrogate, that's awesome, because it's, like, modern medicine's amazing, and, like, why not? But I understand what she's feeling, like, I want to carry the baby, but if she can't, than to other means.
To be able to have your own baby with your own genes just is nice. Good enough, right?
Yeah.
Even if someone else carries it.
Yeah.
Look at Juliana and Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they're happy with little Duke.
Exactly.
Aww.
He's precious.
I didn't know his name was Duke. So
Isn't that cute?
Edward Duke.
It is cute. So, we don't have any news and gossip, really, this week. But we have some predictions. Maybe.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
I predict that Joanna and Leah do not show up to Adriana's wedding. I think it'd be awesome if they didn't.
Okay.
Yeah. But next week, I want to see what's going to happen with this, like, where they raid the place where she is, or, like, you know, show up unexpectedly with microphone packs on.
Right.
That's all.
Where, you mean where Adriana shows up to where Leah is?
With Joanna, yeah.
Right. I predict that they're going to have a kind of a knockout verbal altercation, so to say, to bring some drama.
Face conversation.
And probably, didn't we see the boyfriends getting involved? Frederick and Roman? So I predict that's going to get a little crazy, and they're going to get in each other's faces, and I hope one of them hits the other. But it's probably not going to happen.
Yeah,
so that
no.
would be good.
I don't think I
want a little Joe storming Joe saga going on with us, too.
No.
Roman would win.
Definitely, yeah. That would be bad.
Frederick gets on my nerves anyway, so...
I predict that Alexia will at least mention Frankie one time. yeah, that's my prediction. Yeah, I don't really have any. I don't know what's gonna happen. More wedding talk.
Yeah,
keep watching. I hope we hear that Mama Elsa's better.
Yes,
is anybody following?
She had a stroke though recently.
Oh no.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, well, keep Mama Elsa in your prayers. Be sure to come back and check us out next week. In the meantime, if you want to see what's going on with me, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at MichelleRenéeLA.
You can find me on Instagram at Jake_Dupree and on Twitter, Jake_Dupree, Instagram, Jake Dupree.
You can find me on Twitter at Brooke Chavez LA.
Thanks for watching.
Thanks for watching, guys.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.